research by Turner and colleagues published in 2003 in the Journal of General Internal Medicine found that depressed women who received psychiatric and antidepressant treatment had almost a twofold greater likelihood of adherence to heart compared to women whose depression was untreated. Research that we published in the American Journal of Public Health in 2004 showed that even though women with chronic depressive symptoms were over twice as likely to die from age-related causes as non-depressed women, logical question is, what type of treatment the user is receiving? And this is shown here, indicating the type of professional delivering the depression treatment, as reported by the woman. Women could report treatment by more than one type of professional, and the largest proportion reported that they were being treated by psychiatrists, who were seen by 71% of all women who reported being treated by a professional with depression. The next most common professional were social workers, who were seen by 46%, almost half of women reporting treatment, followed by medical doctors, seen for about a third, or by about a third, or 34% of the women who reported some professional treatment. Lower percentages were receiving treatment from non-medical health professionals, such as nurses at 12%, or spiritual advisors at 19%. We asked women who reported depression treatment how helpful they found this treatment to be. And here we see the rating of helpfulness defined as a lot or some of different types of mental health professionals. And overall, treatment by all types of mental health professionals was rated as helpful by 3/4 or more of the women, with a high of 89% of helpfulness rating given by women who saw psychiatrists, to a low but still pretty substantial high rating of 76% of those who saw a psychologist. Now, these helpfulness ratings are reported percentage by type of professional, so let's see what this looks like based on percentages by the respondent. We looked at all women